So we, she didn't know that there was so much milk and not nobody but me and her. And so she decided that she'd sell this half horse thing, you see. And she called him and he come got her and he told her then, he said, if you ever take notice to sell this other cow, we call her Goldie. He said, if you ever take notice to sell Goldie, he said, let me know. And so I won't buy her. And so whenever she found, fell in her knee, but she just called him. He comes and got her.
If you...
Kind of a history of that cow. I was leaving out there, that was when my wife got hurt. I was going to take time to tell you about that. I was leading her out of the field out there one day and put her in there and let her graze in the field, you know, and put her in the stall at night. So I fell along one morning and I was either just taking her out of the field or was putting her in there for the operation wagon. He said, you want to sell that old cow? I said, no, I don't want to sell it. Would you sell it? I said, yeah, I would, but I don't care. I'm not caring about selling it. How much you want for it? I said, $300. He said, you'll never get that. I said, well, I told you I didn't care whether I sold or not. I said, if I sell her, I'll get that, or I won't sell her. I said, I don't care. I sell it. And whenever my wife hurt her knee, she called that man and he'd come and he'd give her $300 for it. He didn't exchange word because he knew what the cow was, you know, the man that was talking to me that way. He just didn't know what the cow was. He knew it was a cow and that's about all. He didn't know the difference in it, but it made a lot of difference in the cow.
Yeah, sure.
It made a lot of difference in the cow.
If too many people are spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made on the floor?
We call it the pallet.
Pallet?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is a pallet like?
You can take a mattress and put it down, or either you can take several blankets and spread them down there and let them sleep on that. But either one of them, you can call it a pallet down in the floor.
What do you call the low ground of a river valley?
Well, we call that the lowest places, we call them lagoons, you know. And a lot of people call them river bottoms, but it's lagoons where there had been water at times, you know. Water wasn't there all the time. We just call it lagoon.
And that's what it is if there's no water there at all, but it's just low. What are some different kinds of roads, depending upon what they're made of, like around here?
Well, we have what they call a clay road, and then we have these paved roads, which is paved out of rock and sand and stuff like that. But a lot of them go to these places where they pretty clay, you know, dig clay and mix it in a little bit with the sand, makes a pretty fair road, except whenever it gets real wet, then it gets bad.
What's the road out here, out in front of you?
This is, I forget, it's some kind of a mix, but I can get, it's tar and oil and different things mixed together, but I couldn't tell you what all
is. Is it a pretty good road?
Yeah, pretty good road. Pretty good road.
What do you call a paved road that has a light-colored surface? Like if it's paved with
most of that is rock.
Rock?
That's right. It's all of it's made out of lime rock. It's all of it's made out of other rock. You have to have a rock. You have to have a rock that you can crush to a certain extent and then press it down, you know, over whatever machinery. Have a roller and roll it down, press it down. Yeah.
And do you have a special word for a road that's paved, a paved road with a black?